Feeling abandoned. Reflections on Psalm 22 and the leader's experience of divine distance. Have you ever felt distant from God in your leadership? This can be a difficult experience for many leaders, especially those in faith-based roles. In Psalm 22, David, known as a man after God's own heart, expresses this feeling of abandonment when he cries, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Psalm 22:1. As leaders, we all go through moments where it feels like God is far away, and it's a natural but painful experience. In verse 2, David shares his struggle, saying, "O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I have no rest." This is a feeling many leaders can relate to, crying out to God, but feeling unheard. It can lead us to question God's presence and care in our lives. We may also start to compare ourselves to others, as David did when he said, "In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them." Psalm 22:4. It can seem like God is helping others, but not me. But David's story doesn't end in despair. Later in the psalm, he turns to hope, saying, "But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me." Psalm 22:19. This reminds us that even when God seems distant, we must hold on to the hope of his help and presence. For leaders feeling distant from God, Psalm 22 offers comfort. It shows us that it's okay to express our doubts and struggles. We don't have to hide our feelings. We are not alone in this journey. Remembering God's past faithfulness can also help restore our trust in his presence. Even when we feel far from God, he is still near. Just as David moved from despair to hope, we too can find renewed strength and purpose in our leadership by holding on to God's promises. Eduardo Mendez, founder and president.